Hello, how are you? And thank you for listening to today's inspiration. I am Lisa Berry, and I'm here to share some love and laughter and inspiration and information with you to basically add more joy to your journey. So congratulations to you for listening to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and thank you so much for taking the time to listen to my show, Today's Inspiration, where I'll share my heart, my life, my perspective, and what I want to share with you in hopes of helping you live a more balanced, emotionally and physically more balanced life. I mean, we're here, aren't we? We're here for a reason, so why not live the best life you can? You deserve it. You're worthy. And really, it's all a choice. You know, stuff happens. I get it. I'm a living testament of that. Yet I wake up every day grateful that I woke up in the first place, and then I just start expecting the best and waiting for what wonderful things are going to happen that day, and I look for goodness, and I look for happiness, and I create my own happiness. I'm aware of who I am and where I'm coming from, and that happiness is a choice, and it's my choice, because I have lived a troubled life, and I know we all have our challenges, but I choose to live a happy life now, and that's what I'm hoping to share with you. And today's a special day, and you and I are special. In fact, I came across a great quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Do you remember learning about him in school? He's a great American essayist. I want to be an essayist and write essays. Lecturer and poet from the 1800s. And this is his quote, is write it in your heart that every day is the best day of the year. You know, and I think that's a great way to look at every day. I love holidays. I love birthdays. I love special days. But every morning I wake up and I try to make today as special as possible. And that's why I love holidays. They give us an excuse to decorate and put up pretty lights or give presents and go out to eat. But I want to live that way every day. Am I asking for too much? I want every day to be a holiday. And Emerson says we can write in your heart that every day is the best day of the year. So I don't do boring. I don't want to waste a day. I don't want to waste my moments with crabby, unhappy people. So all I can do is try to demonstrate how not to be crabby. And I do that with lots of gratitude and being in the moment as much as I can and not taking any moments for granted. You hear about gratitude and you see it on the signs and you think, oh, isn't that lovely? But it's true. The more grateful you are, it changes your chemistry. It changes your perspective. It changes your life. And I don't take anything for granted. I've really been thinking and studying relationships. And I think that's one of the biggest problems that we have is that we take other people, other things, other moments, the fact that you have a job and a car and you're healthy, really should be giving thanks for all of that. You should not be taking that for granted. And I think people take each other for granted, and whether it's a partner or a spouse or a mother or a daughter or a child or whoever, or the mail person who delivers the mail. We've been getting a lot of packages lately. The mail person's been like walking up to the door, and I'm grateful for that. I don't take any of that for granted at all. And I think that is really a key to living a happy, balanced life, is being in the moment, not taking anything or anyone for granted. I think that's so important. So you see what you get. You see what you choose to see. I got another quote for you today. And this one is from Ram Dass from, I think, the 60s or the 70s. He wrote Be Here Now. And he said, we don't necessarily see things as they are. We see them as we are. And then he gave a great example. He said, if a pickpocket meets a saint, all he sees is pockets. I cannot tell you how much I love that quote. Think about it. If a pickpocket sees us, meets a saint, meet an angel, he can meet Jesus, whoever, all he sees is pockets, because he's a pickpocket. And that's all he focuses on. Are you feeling that? Do you see that or feel that or as much as I do? Is that just me? I would love to hear from you. You can give us a call right now at 866. No, that's not the right number. Right now I can't find the number. Oh, well, you can always email me at lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. And the number is 646-378-0378, because I love to talk to people and I love to have conversations and dialogue. But think about it. It's what happens, what you see, and what's going on is based on who you are and where you're coming from. And if a pickpocket meets a saint, all he sees is pockets. I just think that is just the greatest way to reveal to us who we are and what we see and how our life is and how important it is to be self-aware and know who you are and how you are looking at life, because what you're looking at, where you're coming from, your base ground zero is affecting everything. And maybe you should shake it up a little bit. And I know I cannot make you feel or think or be any other way than you choose to be, but I can share what I've been through and how I see things in hopes it may inspire you to perhaps change your perspective and, bottom line, add more joy to your journey. Do you want to be happy? Because, of course, that is a choice. I've had many miserable moments in my life, and I've been up and I've been down, and in my opinion, up is better. And like you, I don't like anyone telling me what to do or how to feel. That's not why I do this show. In fact, I've encountered so many oppositional people lately. If you even suggest something, they will do the exact opposite just to prove that you are not going to tell them what to do. So, of course, that's not my goal. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I am here to make the most of every moment and tell you what I've been through and share my perspective and to know that I want to be up. That's where I want to live. I don't want to spend the very few precious moments we have on this planet being down or being sad or being angry. So I have learned, ultimately, it is my choice. And ultimately, it is your choice. So let me share a little bit of my perspective. Again, I can't tell you how to feel. I'm not trying to tell you how to feel. I'm not trying to boss you around or shove anything down your throat. I am here with love and laughter, and I've been through a lot of stuff, and it's changed my life, and it's changed my perspective, and I keep getting the message over and over again that you've been through all this pain so you can learn from it. And I have learned from it, and I want to share that with you, and I'm grateful you're listening because it's your choice. We have this great network here, BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, the future of radio. You can listen to it anywhere, anytime. There's a lot of great shows on here. I have a number of shows cataloged that I'd be happy for you to go back and listen to. But of course, there's a lot of other people here. And you can be listening on your phone. You could be listening live. You could be listening later in the bathroom or at night as you're going to bed. And it's great for you to put some positive thoughts in your brain, into your subconscious before you go to sleep. That is a pony I'm still learning to ride, although, as James Mapes puts it, and I adore him, is it's an elephant. And I keep telling my subconscious that I am riding the elephant. The elephant is not riding me, but it's tough. I mean, you start from the get-go, and there's a lot of stuff deep inside your mind, and people laugh at hypnosis, but really all it is training your mind and envisioning what you want and getting really deep in there. So if you're lying in bed at night and you're listening to the show, hopefully I will relax you. Hopefully I will give you some perspective, and hopefully it'll improve your brain and your mind and your heart and your life, because that is really my goal. Again, I can't tell you what to do. If you have kids, you know, if you have relatives or anybody, nobody wants to be told what to do. You're not the boss of me, and I'm not acting like I am the boss of you. But I have learned a lot, and I do have some perspective, and I am grateful that you're hanging in there with me and listening in hopes that I can change your day, because it's, you know, stuff happens. It's a lot of things are going on, and it's great to have these tools. It's ultimately, though, your choice. So buckle up and open up. The universe, you know, sends me so many valuable lessons every week and every day, and that's how I choose to look at many life challenges that we all experience. And this week, man, it's bringing up the Four Agreements again from Don Miguel Ruiz. I don't know if you're familiar with his Four Agreements, but one of the most one I find most helpful is do not take anything personally, over and over. And I had a situation this week, and someone was getting all upset about it. I said, have you ever heard of this? And they're like, no, really? So I'm going to bring it up again just in case you hadn't heard of it. It's Don Miguel Ruiz, R-U-I-Z, and he has something called the Four Agreements, and one of them is do not take anything personally. So many people are hurt and wounded and victims of the actions of others, and it's so freeing. You can just breathe better when you learn and embrace that people are not out to hurt you or defeat you. They're just coming from their own space and experience, and probably they're not even thinking of you. When they do something that they have chosen to do, you're the one who is choosing to be offended by it. They are probably thinking of themselves and acting from the place where they are coming from. They're not trying to get you or hurt you, so don't take things personally. know yourself and love yourself enough that no one else can hurt you. And that takes strength, and that takes time, and that takes work, and that takes inner wisdom. But you can do it. I've done it. You can do it. And I'm here to share that with you. So don't take things personally. Let it go. Who cares? When we take things personally, we're giving other people more power over us than they deserve or should ever be allowed to have. The same thing with forgiveness. When you're angry and you're holding on to anger and you think you're punishing that other person, they probably don't even know how angry you are. And all you're doing is giving yourself toxic emotions and toxic, you're hurting yourself, not them. So let it go. Don't give other people power over you. And create space between yourself and your reactions. You know, initially you might react emotionally, and that's, I say, okay, give it a minute or two, but don't waste a day. Don't follow that knee-jerk reaction. If somebody wrongs you and you think, I'm going to talk to them, they're not going to hear you. They probably didn't mean to hurt you in the first place. They're just not thinking of you. They're thinking of themselves. So take some time to rein in your emotions and assess what's really happening before you choose to respond. Learn to rely on yourself, because relationships are important. I love connecting with people. I love you for listening. I love going to lunch with my friends. I love seeing my family. I love meeting strangers and connecting with them and having a conversation and having a laugh, because I really think that's what life is all about. But you got to be careful who you're connecting with, and you got to be careful who you're giving your power to. So don't let others hurt you or offend you. Don't take it personally. Know yourself and love yourself, because self-awareness is the key to living a healthy, emotionally well-balanced life. And isn't that what we all want? We don't want to be laying up at night thinking and all torn up and rehashing scenarios and situations and what did he say and she say and what do they mean by that and how could they do this to me? They're not even thinking about you. Sorry to say it. I mean, sometimes there are probably situations, and maybe you're in a work sick situation and somebody's trying to get your job and knock you down, but don't let them. If you have a strong sense of self, and it takes work, believe me, it takes work. After where I've come from in my life, and every single day when I wake up and I expect the best and I see the sunshine and I look for the magic in every moment, it still takes work. It takes effort. It takes self-awareness and self-love. And Deepak Chopra had a great quote this week. He said, "Becoming self-aware opens the door to lasting change and empowers us to make the most nourishing choices." I love that. So self-aware opens the door to lasting change and empowers us to make the most nourishing choices. And we want to nourish ourselves. And you can do that if you're self-aware, if you know who you are and what your strengths and gifts are and what you want out of life. So many times I say to people, what makes you happy? And they say, I don't know. And I say, well, how can you be happy if you don't know what makes you happy? So be happy. Know what makes you happy. Take the time to meditate and ask yourself, who am I and what do I want? And you'll be surprised. It'll change your world. It certainly did for me. I mean, I went along through life in my painful childhood, and so many things happened, and my trust was violated by key important people in my life, and I was hurting. But then I decided to take some time, and I started meditating, and I found my greatest gift is I have a large capacity to love. And what does the world need most is love. So here I am. And if you can't call in now, 646-378-0378, we can connect by email, lisalovebarry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. I try to put it all out there for you. I try to put it into my voice and into this show and into this program and into what I'm putting out to you, the listener, who I'm so grateful for, and what I'm put out into the world. And it comes from self-awareness. It comes from meditating and figuring out who I am and what I want. So hopefully you've also heard me mention, and I have done in the past, I speak to groups and organizations and businesses about this and other self-empowering, emotionally healthy topics. And it's not just for you sitting on the toilet listening to the show on your iPad. It's businesses. More and more businesses are embracing thinking like this for their employees, even allowing meditation breaks, because, as I said, meditation is so good for us on so many levels. And recently I came across a really interesting article in the New York Times about why people are unhappy in their jobs. And actually the title of the article is Why You Hate Work, which I felt was a pretty strong sentiment. And I don't like to use the H word. I don't like to talk that way. So basically the article is Why Are People So Unhappy in Their Jobs? And they mentioned a survey, a recent survey of 12,000 mostly white-collared workers, and found some interesting things. And if you are an employer, you need to key in on this, and if you're an employee, it's something you might want to take to your boss or think about at work. But they found that employees are vastly more satisfied and productive when four of their core needs are met. And this is at work. This is your job. This is your boss. If their needs are physical through opportunities to regularly renew and recharge at work, maybe you have a walking break or a meditation break. If their emotional needs are met by feeling valued and appreciated for their contributions. If their mental needs are met, when they have the opportunity to focus on in an absorbed way on their most important tasks and define when and where they get their work done. And believe it or not, spiritual, by doing more of what they do best and enjoy most and by feeling connected to a higher purpose at work. The more effectively leaders and organizations support their employees in meeting these needs, the more likely they experience engagement and loyalty and job satisfaction and positive energy at work and lower their perceived levels of stress. And when employees have one need met compared with none, all of their performance improves. And the more needs are met, the more they improve. So this is where I come in. I would love to speak to your group or your organization and share some healthy emotional or spiritual perspective. You know, there's that word spiritual. I feel when deeply religious people or people with deeply religious connections recoil when I use the word spiritual. But to me, you know, we all have our different choices and perspectives. It doesn't have to be a conflict of interest. One does not cancel out the other. It's just a connection. It's a connection to what helps you get through the day, feel better about yourself and your life, and in turn in the workplace. It makes you more productive, which, of course, improves the bottom line, and that's what it's all about, right? So I would love to come into your workplace and share this New York Times article with you that found that you do need to nurture your employees a little bit. I know we're kind of in a place where so many jobs have been eliminated. I certainly know in the world of commercial radio, where I have spent most of my career, the jobs shrink every single day, and opportunities shrink, and there's more tasks being assigned to fewer people, and it's a tough nut to crack, and it's a tough business to be in, and there's not a lot of nurturing of employees going on. But maybe if there were, things would be improved. Maybe if you care about your workers and want them to feel these connections. We're talking about the physical and the emotional and the mental and the spiritual. Then they will be better employees and things will go better at work. And, of course, that improves your bottom line. And that means more money for everybody. So simply, the way you feel at work profoundly influences how you perform. And another part of the story, they found that thousands of business owners were surveyed and asked, if your employees feel more energized, valued, focused, and purposeful, do they perform better? And of course, they said, yes, if our employees feel more energized, valued, and focused, and purposeful, of course they're going to feel better. Then they asked them, well, so how much do you invest in meeting those needs? And then there's an uncomfortable silence that follows that. So it is important to invest in your employees in addition to paying them a salary. That's always nice. But if you take care of your employees, they will better take care of your customers. And then everyone is happy and it's a win-win-win for everybody. And of course, that affects your bottom line. That's why we're all in business, to earn a living, to have the life that we choose that's fueled by money. So I would love to come and speak with your employees, your business, your community group, whatever, wherever. I spoke to Ford Motor Company. I'm in the Detroit area, so I had an opportunity to speak at Ford Motor Company World Headquarters or their HR department. That was nice. And I've spoken to groups and organizations, and I would love to come and share some positive perspective and help bring more joy to your journey and help keep your employees happy and do what I can to make life better for everyone. That is why I do the show. That is why I am here. It's all about adding more joy to the journey and improving your perspective. And then I came across another story, 10 scientifically proven ways to stay happy all the time. I want to be happy. I mean, life happens and you're not necessarily happy all the time, but, you know, that's the goal. And guess what number one was? I talk about it every week. Guess what number one, 10 of the 10 scientifically proven ways to stay happy all the time. Are you ready? Exercise. Yay. Exercising releases the good mood endorphins so that you're always in a better mood after a workout. And it's true. May not be in a good mood getting dressed and getting there and wherever it is you go to exercise, but exercise, number one on the list of how to always be happy. Number two is positive thinking. Positive thinking. If you know what the factors that are hurting your happiness, what's stressing you out, turn it around. try to be positive thinking, raises energy levels. We're all about energy. Let's raise. This came to me a few months ago. I don't want to walk on the ground. I don't want to be in the middle of drama. I want to be up but 6 inches off the ground. I want to raise my energy level. And you can do that with positive thinking. Trash your negative thoughts. You're overwhelmed by them. And the University of Madrid study found that by actually writing them down on a piece of paper and then destroying them was effective. Now, have you had any luck with that? I do that sometimes. I'm thinking something, and I don't want to think about it anymore. So I just kind of ball it up, or I put it in a cube, and I throw it away. So trash your negative thoughts. You may find that helps you be more happy. Another idea is to treasure your experiences more than your possessions. I can't stress that enough. I mean, I like stuff. Everybody likes stuff. I like to shop. I like my purses and my jewelry and my clothes, or your art collections, or your whatever. I like stuff. We all like stuff. But really, when it comes down to it, stuff is just stuff. It's the moment. It's the experiences. Those are the things that you can hang on to and look back at. And they don't take up as much room. It clears the clutter out of your home. So treasure your experiences more than your possessions. Of course, on this list, I already talked about this, write down why you're grateful. It just makes such a difference when you focus on that. I walk around all the time and I'm grateful for this, and we're having a really cold spell here in Michigan where I'm broadcasting to you from right now. And I'm just grateful I have a furnace, and I'm grateful I have a sweater, and I'm grateful I have a pillow to cozy up to and a heated blanket. How blessed am I with that? So I am grateful for all those things. You can do it all day long. You can just meet somebody, if they smile at you, you can just make a mental note, I was so grateful. They were pleasant to me. It can make a difference. There have been numerous studies on gratitude. There is scientific proof that it actually works. So express your gratitude. You know, I every day try to do something for somebody else, or point out, I have a friend and her two daughters were saying how much they loved each other on Facebook. And I thought, that just is a testament to what a wonderful mother you are, that your daughters are expressing their love for each other in a public way. I think I kind of grew up in a competitive household, and we didn't express our emotions or our caring for each other. So I just think that means she's a good mommy and she's got two lovely daughters. And I took a moment to express that to her, that I was grateful for her and all that she did. Practice mindfulness. Concentrate and pay full attention to the present moment and just accept it in a non-judgmental way. Why do we have to judge everything? Why do we have to grade everyone? We don't have to compare ourselves. Life is not a contest. I always say, unless you're running in a marathon or in the Olympics, you really shouldn't be comparing ourselves to other people. We should just, envy will suck the life out of you. I came across that line a couple of months ago. Envy will suck the life out of you. So stop looking at what everyone else has. I can be genuinely happy for other people who have good moments and good experiences. And it doesn't mean you're not going to get yours. In fact, you're going to get yours if you don't waste your energy wishing you had theirs. Focus on your own life and focus on being mindful of the moment you're in and being grateful for what you have. And don't forget your beauty sleep. When you don't get enough sleep, negativity takes over big time. I find that. I work different schedules, and when I work the early morning schedule, I don't get enough sleep. And it's like instant oatmeal. It's like instant crabbiness. And I really have to get a hold of myself and take a nap, because I'm not gonna let that rule my day. I'm not gonna let being tired rule my day. I'm asleep. I love my sleep. You gotta get your sleep. Dedicate some time to helping others. That is a good way to be happy all the time, is to be thinking of others. As soon as you think of others, takes the focus off yourself. It takes the focus off of what I'm not getting or who said that to me, and think of other people. Then it gives you something else to think about, and then you get excited by doing things for other people. Dr. Daniel Gilbert said, the heart goes where the head takes it, and neither cares much about the whereabouts of the feet. So the heart goes where the head takes it. So it's your choice. So focus. You know, I talk about that. Talked about it at the start of the show. I talk about it all the time. It's your choice what to focus on. You are what you focus on. Have you thought about that? Because I think it's mind-blowing. Just like Ram Dass quote, when a pickpocket meets a saint, all he sees is the pocket, because that's all he's focusing on. So why not focus on? I get up in the morning, and right where I live, and I see beautiful sunrises every morning. The moon was out this morning, and I'm just so excited about that. And I focus on nature, and I focus on the planets, and I focus on even the snow is pretty, and I focus on what's good in my life, because I want to be a positive person. I don't want to focus on what's wrong and, oh my gosh, my jeans barely fit and why did they do that to me? I mean, you can focus on that, but then that's going to be who you are and you're going to have a negative experience. Or I can wake up and go, oh, cool, a moon is over the snow and it's so pretty and it's another day and I woke up and I'm alive and I have so much to be grateful for. And some people think that's being a Pollyanna. And to them, I ask, why would you not want to be a Pollyanna? Why would you want to live in a negative space? Because believe me, I'm not in denial. I know it's out there. I've lived it. I have it. Every day I have challenges. I'm human. I'm here. I'm walking the same journey that you are. I'm just on a different path. And I'm trying to get you to come over with me. Because as I said, I can't force you to do anything. I can't force you to think anyway, all I can say is it's fun over here. Come join us. Come join me. I want to have fun. Don't you want to have fun? Don't you want to be happy? Don't you want to breathe and relax and not be tense and just be grateful and not be offended all the time and not be a victim, because it's easy to be that way. And that seems to be how a lot of people live their life. But I am here to tell you, we only have so much time, and don't want to bring up the obvious, but I don't want to waste a minute. I was with somebody and they were being crappy. I'm like, you're wasting my moments. Do not waste my moments. I only get so many moments. You only get so many moments. We only get so many moments. So why not make the most of them? So focus on where you want to live and do things for other people. And think about your strengths. That's the thing about self-awareness. Are you curious? Are you open-minded? Are you brave? How are you using your strengths to improve your life and that of others? That is where knowing yourself and meditating and finding out who am I and what are my gifts and what do I want comes in so handy, because you need to know who you are. And we all have different gifts. I saw a video, somebody put out a video of an 8-year-old playing the piano like a whiz, and I just thought, that's his gift. We all have our own gifts, and I wish I could play the piano. I can play a little bit, but not like that. And I wish I could be an athlete, and I wish I could be an actor like Bradley Cooper, who has a new movie coming out. I just think he's a phenomenon. Not only is he a good looking down to earth guy, but I think he's a great actor, and we all have our gifts. And I'm not trying to be a movie star right now, so I'm not going to envy him. Our society is so focused on who lost their baby weight and look how skinny they are and how do they rock that bikini. Well, good for them. I think that's great. If you can rock a bikini, more power to you. Are you happy, though? That's the big question. If you're rocking a bikini, you lost your baby weight in 8 days, and you're happy, then you have got it made. Because that is what I don't know if our society focuses on happiness. Do you think our society is all focused on happiness? I don't know. I think we're focused on getting ahead and playing a game and who has their own reality show and who is in the news. And then when you are in the news, as soon as you do something good, people just want to knock you down. To the point where it makes me think, why do you want to get famous? Why? I don't remember. I saw something the other day and somebody did something phenomenal. Oh, it's the Duggars. I don't know if you watch the Duggars. There are 19 kids and counting, and they're sort of controversial, but their heart is in the right place, and they're a family all about goodness. And they posted a picture, and one of them just got married to a 19-year-old, and they said, he looks drunk. Why would you say, they don't drink. Why would you say that? Why would you look for that? Why would you even go there? They're trying to put goodness and glory into the world, and you're going to say the 19-year-old looks drunk? People, don't be mean. I don't understand being mean. I don't understand unkindness. You need to be kind, and you need to be grateful, and you need to be happy, and I'm here to help you look at life that way, because it is all your choice. Two people can be standing right next to each other looking at the exact same thing and seeing something completely different. So it's your choice. I'm not trying to cram this down your throat. I'm just trying to give you perspective. And had you ever thought about that before? That when a pickpocket meets a saint, all he sees is his pockets? I keep bringing that up, but I just love it. So it's your choice. It's your choice to be happy or sad. It's your choice to listen to the show. It's your choice to, I'm grateful if you're hanging in there at this point now. And I'm going to close with another quote from good old Ralph Waldo Emerson from the 1800s. He said, the only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be. So powerful. It's your choice. Step into your own skin. Be the person you know you can be. What are you waiting for? Today is a great day. Tell yourself, I can and I will. and overcome all fear and hesitation. That was the Golden Globe speech. The woman who won said her dad told her every morning, wake up today and say, I can and I will. And she held up her award and she said, look, I just did. And you can too. Thank you so much for listening. I would love to connect with you anytime. Lisa Love Barry, Barry, @gmail.com is my email address. And I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Thank you so much for listening.